This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Eyes back with you here at Nokomis. The Skins tonight in the home white uniforms, trimmed out in the black and the red. For Pena, they are in the road orange uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the blue. The JV game was a thriller. Nokomis won it 44-43. Pena had the ball last, had a nice look at a deep three, but it was off the mark. So the Nokomis JV hung on for the win. Sobel into the jump circle for Nokomis. It'll be Armstrong for Pena, and the 6'8 Sobel easily wins the tap over the 6'2 Armstrong, and Nokomis will get it to start. Nice crowd on hand here tonight as Pena comes out in a man-to-man look. Out on the left wing is Trevor Wright. Actually, it's more of a zone piece, maybe a matchup zone. No, they lose track underneath of Bruder, and he lays it off the window and in. Isaiah Bruder just snuck along that baseline and has the game's first bucket. Nokomis, of course, in the famed 1-2-2. A lot of people run it. Nobody runs it quite like Nokomis does. Up top with Byers. In the corner it goes to Loft. Back to Byers. Back in the corner. Loft wants the corner pocket three. No good. Weak side rebound into the hands of Armstrong. In the left corner as Painter resets. Off to Blackwell. Left elbow. In the right corner it goes to Holthouse. Kicks it out, volleyball spike line to Byers. On the left baseline now with Armstrong, dribble drive, kicks middle to Holthouse, attacks, partially blocked in there, and the rebound pulled down by Nokomis and Trevor Wright. Beautiful facility here in Nokomis. Of course, the folks here call this the new gym, the old gym just across the way. Down it goes to Bruder, lost the handle on the way up and turns it over. I think it was stripped out of there and then off his leg out of bounds. Thick red trim along the baseline and sidelines here. Nokomis in black lettering along both sidelines. And then a big block, black in the red center jump circle. You just feel the history when you walk in here, though. You see the state championship banners for the girls on one side of the gym. And then all the banners and the win totals posted for the boys on the other side of the gym. It's a great history between the girls and boys program here at Nokomis, and they let you know about it when you walk in the gymnasium. In the middle of the paint, it goes to Holthouse. He draws a crowd. His pass is tipped and stolen. Here comes Nokomis in a hurry the other way with Tassetti. Payne able to get back in transition and slow the Nokomis attack. Off to Stewart. Down on the baseline it goes to Bruder. Kicks it out to Wright. Long two, yes, for Trevor Wright. Off the right wing, and the game's first 4 points to Nokomis, and they set up the ball press with Sobel on the point. Pena quickly into the front court, gets it off to Loft. Top of the key three ball for Blackwell. Yes, for Brevin Blackwell. That's how you have to attack the pressure. When you get the numbers, you got to push, and Pena did right there. 4-3, Nokomis leads with the basketball. On the left wing, it goes to Tassetti. Alex Tassetti will put it on the floor on the left wing. In the corner it goes to Bruder, looking for Sobel on the block, tipped out of there by Pena, and it'll stay with Nokomis. Pena packing that paint, trying to contain Sobel as much as they can. 6'8", and built solid. In it goes to Sobel, left corner three, yes. Carter Sobel buries the triple, and that's just not fair when he knocks down that shot, but he can hit it with regularity. Very skilled at 6'8". During the JV game at halftime, out shooting around, he just shoots it with ease from distance. Here's a three for the answer, no, for Armstrong. And the rebound lost momentarily. Now Sobel picks it up. Good, strong rebound off the floor. Long pass ahead to Tassetti. Between the circles it goes to Trevor Wright, out near that volleyball spike line. And he'll reset the offense. Left wing to Stewart. He wants the three ball, missed it all. And the air ball rebound down to Loft. Outlet pass to Byers down the left side of the floor. Puts it between his legs, attacks, pulls up, foul line, off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Sobel. He will leave it off for Tassetti. Across the floor it goes to Trevor Wright. Back to Alex now as he'll set the offense between that volleyball spike line and midcourt. On the right wing with Trevor Wright. Sobel top of the key. Underhand shovel to Wright. All alone hesitates. Now he'll fire for three. Missed it. Offensive rebound, Sobel. Up and in for the deuce. Five for Sobel, and Adam Metzger wants a timeout. 4:05 for the opening quarter. Good start for Nokomis. They lead Pena 9-3. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Following the timeout, Pena works against the full court pressure, and they come across the timeline with Loff on the right-hand bounce. Into the hands now of Jared Byers. Top of the key sets the offense. Byers now works left side of the key. Bounce pass, nice down the left block. Nokomis cuts that off as there was nowhere to go. They kick it out to Blackwell. Corner three, no for Loff, and the rebound is long out of bounds into the Nokomis bench, and it will belong to Noko. 3:37 for the first quarter. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Nice early season matchup between Pena and Nokomis. Bruder will come and set a high screen for Tassetti. Tassetti now will pass it off to Stewart way out on the left wing. Here's Sobel, top of the key, coming off a screen. And there's an unforced turnover as Stewart dumped it in the corner to right, but he had too much steam on that pass. It went off of right's hands, out of bounds. Second, Nokomis turnover. And Steve Kimbrough is worth the price of admission when you come and watch Nokomis play. He is as animated as you can be on the sideline while still sitting down. 3:05 first quarter. He's won 793 ball games. There's a steal as Wright stepped right into the passing lane on that right block. Now he pushes the other way, cut off by Byers. He'll pull it back and reset across the floor to Tassetti. Elevates for the pass, puts it on the floor twice, pulls up too strong, and the rebound down to Pena, and a reach-in foul on Nokomis. Game's first foul. Of course, later this year, we'll have the game on FM 106. Steve Kimbrough and Nokomis will take on Neil Alexander and Lincoln. It'll be here in Nokomis. The next year, they'll head to Lincoln. Both Nokomis products. What a night that will be. That pass is tipped around by Stewart, but Pena able to corral it with Armstrong. Just relentless is Nokomis on the defensive end. Top of the key to Blackwell. They swing it. Loft for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound tapped by Pena, but it goes right to Sobel. And again, Pena one and done. Tassetti on the left wing to Mason Stewart. Stewart. That long cross-court pass is tipped and stolen, but unable to stay in bounds was Ben Holthouse. So it'll go back to Nokomis. Stewart has the long sleeve white shirt under the home white jersey. He's going to check out after that turnover there. Coach Kimbrough not happy about that. Evan Herbstreit will check in, a 5'10 sophomore. A long line of Herbstreits have donned that Nokomis uniform. Here's Wright out on the right wing. Down on the baseline to Sobel. One power bounce, up and in. You can't stop that when he catches it there. 7 points for Sobel, and he's on the point of that ball press. 11-3. Pena does a good job. One pass and right up the floor across the timeline. Armstrong, top of the key, leaves it for Ben Holthouse. He's going to step back 4-3, way too strong off the other side of the backboard, and the rebound corralled by Trevor Wright. Bounce pass in the front court to Herbstreit. That pass is tipped and stolen. Four Nokomis turnovers. They lead, though, 11-3. Nice ball fake. Armstrong drives baseline, hangs but cannot hit, and the rebound down to Sobel. Carter, bounce pass on the fly to Tassetti. He will now slow it up and wait for the reserves on the left wing to right. And Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. 1:12 for the opening quarter. Nokomis leads Pena 11-3. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. Both coaches have burned a timeout here in the opening quarter. Nokomis leading Pena 11-3. Skins have the basketball in the front court. Here's Stewart on the left wing. Pena might be in a box and one. Now they're going to get Sobel offensive fouls. He just cleared Andrew Ambrose out, the 6'3 sophomore who checked in. Sobel just too strong down there with the discard. His first foul, team second. Ambrose will check out. He did his job, drew the foul. 48.1 seconds for the opening quarter. Here's Armstrong across the floor to Jared Byers. Byers will leave it for Armstrong. Dangerous pass almost stolen away at the foul line now. Attacking is Wesley Kyle, who's checked in. He will leave it on the baseline for Loft, who rattles it home. Jonah Loft's first bucket makes it 11-5, 20 seconds for the opening quarter. Out front, Trevor Wright. Nokomis will hold for the final shot. Wright bounces left side. He's going to kick to Sabo. One bounce, pulls up, floats it up, and draws the foul with 1.1 second to play in quarter number one. That will send Sobel to the foul line. Free throw good. 8 first quarter points. Makes it 12-5. Second toss, good. 9 points in the quarter for Sobel. Just 1 second. Pena gets it in off Armstrong's foot, and that's the quarter. After 8 minutes of play, it is Nokomis 13, Pena 5. We're back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Good start for Nokomis. They lead 13-5. Carter Sobel, 9 of the 13, outscoring Pena himself in that opening quarter. Carter went over the 1,000-point mark earlier this year in his junior season. As Pena gets the basketball to start the second quarter. Tassetti on the point of the 1-2-2, Sobel in the middle. And a travel on Pena will be their third turnover as they got Byers with the shuffling of the feet. In it goes to Tassetti. He will walk it up the floor with the left-hand dribble. On the wing to Mason Stewart. Down on the block to Carter Sobel, and he draws the foul. Right back to the free throw line he goes. And I think they're going to get Loft on the personal. They will. His first. Second on the team. Carter's free throw good. Pure. 10 points already for Sobel. As Brevin Blackwell checks in, replacing Loft. Second free throw for Sobel. Good. 15-5, a 10-point lead for Nokomis. Here comes the ball press. Byers trapped in the backcourt, gets it off to Wesley Kyle. Long pass in the front court to Blackwell, and then Pena throws it away. Their fourth turnover, and that's what the pressure will do. Pena thought they had numbers, and they did, but they were a little bit sped up, and they couldn't keep possession. Ben Holthaus will check back in, replacing Jack Armstrong. As the Comas will bring it into the front court with Mason Stewart, the 6'2 senior. Pass left side to Trevor Wright. Back up top it goes to Stewart. With the bounce, right side of the key to Tassetti, top of the key. Off to right, left wing. Wants to feed the post, tipped, stolen. Ill-advised there, tried to force it. Quickly, Byers attacks, wild shot, but draws the foul. Third team foul on Nokomis, and let's see the personal. We'll go on to Setti. That's his first. It will send Jared Byers to the free throw line. 6 foot senior. Toss is good. Makes it 15-6 Nokomis, 7:07 for the first half. Second free throw for Byers is good. As Ambrose wound up on his backside on the rebound. Or the attempted rebound as the free throw was made. The JV game was physical at times tonight. Here's Tassetti. Breaks the pressure with some nice dribbling. Leaves for Wright. Elbow jump shot good for Trevor Wright. Nice pull up there from 15. 17-7, Nokomis. Pena quickly into the front court. Right into the chest of Sobel goes Kyle, and he lays it up and in. That's a nice strong take. That's exactly how you attack the bigger player right there. Sobel did not want to pick up his second foul, and Kyle, the nice strong finish. Here's Stewart off to right. One dribble back to Stewart. Mason, little ball fake. He will drive baseline. His pass is tipped away and stolen. Six, Nokomis turnover. Here goes Kyle the other way. Dumps it back to Blackwell, and he missed the layup. He was worried about Sobel there. Just the presence of Carter affected that shot. 17-9, Nokomis. Here's Stewart. Drives baseline. He lost the handle. Over-the-shoulder pass to Bruder. Top of the key, three is no good for Wright. He knew it immediately, followed a shot, gets the rebound back, leaves it for Sobel. He's double-teamed in the baseline. They kick it out. Open look, Stewart, 4-3, off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Pena. Good block out there from Holthouse. Pena trails by eight. Fires waiting in the backcourt, avoiding that trap. Now a bad pass. Sobel just steps right in front and picks it off. The fifth Pena turnover. Tassetti will take his time into the front court. Now in front, Trevor Wright now on the right wing has it. In the corner it goes to Sobel. Carter, left-hand pass all the way across the floor to Tassetti. No, rebound down to Pena and Blackwell. Here comes Jared Byers racing into the front court. Kicks it to Holthouse in the corner. Top of the key now to Blackwell. Little jab step and tipped out of play. It'll stay with Pena. 5:04 for the half. Substitutions here. Jonah Loft returns and Jack Armstrong back on the floor. Joining Byers, Holthouse, and Blackwell. Comas in that 1-2-2, three ball for Loft. No. Rebound though to Blackwell. His follow was way too strong, and the rebound down to Nokomis. Stewart ahead to Tassetti. On the floor with Bruder, Wright, and Sobel. Here's Wright. Nice ball fake. Gets to the rim and attacks and lays it up and in. Trevor Wright with six. The ball fake got his defender in the air, and then he attacked the 10. Armstrong facing pressure in the backcourt as Nokomis falls back into the three quarters, now the half court. Byers goes tumbling out of bounds on the baseline. He's back to his feet now. Armstrong up top. Here's Byers for three. Way too strong off the heel. Rebound is back tapped, picked up in the middle of the lane by Trevor Wright. Bounce pass ahead to Mason Stewart. A 10-point lead for Nokomis halfway through the second quarter. Now Trevor Wright just tucks it under his right arm and waits out near the volleyball spike line. Nokomis will work some clock. Paint in a 2-3 zone piece. They're really trying to pack that paint and contain Sobel. Carter, though, has 11 of the 19. Now Nokomis almost daring Pena to come out and guard them. Out in the center jump circle is Wright. Leaves it off now for Tassetti out near midcourt. Pena still not really coming out. A little bit of pressure. Now Nokomis will attack right into the right corner. He will put it on the floor. Leaves it for Bruder. Thought about the long two. Dumps down to Tassetti off the window. It's good. What a find from Bruder. Tassetti's first bucket. And it's 21-9. And now Pena, a violation on the inbound. Their sixth turnover. The size of Sobel on the point of that ball press is distressing. If you're the opponent, he's 6'8", arms going everywhere. And Adam Metzger wants a timeout. 3:21 for the first half. Nokomis leading Pena 21-9. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Nokomis has the basketball, 21-9. They lead. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. As Sobel hands off to Wright on the right wing to Tassetti. Up top to Bruder. Now a three ball for Stewart. Off the heel too strong. Rebound to Sobel, and he is fouled. That was a man's rebound right there for Carter. Jonah Loft listed at 6'4", and Sobel just dwarfs him. A foul on Loft, his second. Team's third. Baseline, trigger, right. Bounce pass, tried to slip it through, got all the way through and turned it over. Here comes Pena with Holthouse. Off to Armstrong, right wing. He will bounce into the lane. Finger roll, no, but two free throws on the way. Seven Nokomis turnovers. Let's see, they're going to get Bruder on the personal. That's his first. Team's fourth. Armstrong at the line. Toss good. 21-10 Nokomis, 2:48 for the first half. Second toss for Armstrong, good. Payne a 4 of 4 from the free throw line tonight. As Trevor Wright will check out, and Evan Herbstreit back on the floor. Payne now showing full court pressure. They will fall back, though, as Nokomis gets it in play. Now they'll go with a three-quarters court look, as Tassetti will easily come across the midcourt stripe. A 10-point lead for Nokomis, 21-11. They have the basketball. Tassetti flashes four fingers on his right hand. Sobel has it at the left elbow. Bounces, spins middle, and what have we got? A travel on Sobel. The eighth Nokomis turnover. Armstrong will inbound as Pena will work in the backcourt against three-quarters court pressure. Trying to stay in the middle of the floor. Now one pass across the midcourt line to Byers. Here's Sherrod on the left wing. Loft right back to Byers. Right back to Loft. They wanted the left block. It wasn't there. Down to Holthouse on the baseline. Now Loft for three. Got it. Jonah Loft buries the triple. He has five for the game. And all of a sudden, the lead down to seven. 21-14. 2 minutes for the first half. Pena hanging around. Went for the steal. Didn't get it in the backcourt. Was Byers. Here's Herbstreit. Bad pass. Turned over. Ninth. Nokomis turnover. That was a lazy pass. And now Pena loses it up the floor. Armstrong. Bounced it off his own foot. Herbstreit slow to his feet. He's hurt. And we'll get an official's timeout. He's grabbing the back of his leg, his right leg. He's going to hobble off the floor. Gets no sympathy from Steve Kimbrough over there after that turnover. Herbstreit will hobble over to the Gatorade cooler. He might just be cramping. 100 seconds, first half, 21-14. Tassetti now comes back between the circles. Wright went back door, wasn't there. He will leave it for Bruder, top of the key. Isaiah, dribble handoff to Trevor Wright. He checks the clock, 80 seconds for the first half. Wright, slip pass into the corner to Tassetti. Nice catch for Alex, and he turned it over. They're going to get him for a foul. They're going to get an offensive foul on Tassetti, saying he cleared out with that off arm. Fifth team foul, second personal on Tassetti, and that will go down as the 10th Nokomis turnover. The turnovers have allowed Pena to stay in this ballgame. 21-14, Nokomis leads. That pass is tipped out by Tassetti. It'll stay with Pena. Nokomis has not trailed here tonight. See if Pena can cut in even further. They've been down by as many as 11. Right now it's a 7-point ball game. Pena has the ball, final minute, first half. On the right wing with Holthouse. In the corner it goes to Armstrong. Between his legs, gets around Sobel, throws up an air ball from about 12 feet. Rebound down to Trevor Wright. Wright brings it across the timeline. Oh, behind his back, sheds Armstrong. Kicks in the corner to Bruder. Oh, offensive foul on Trevor Wright. 11th turnover, 6th team foul, and for Wright, his first personal. It was a beautiful move. Used the behind-the-back dribble to get away from Armstrong and a nice basketball play to kick to the open teammate, but then the player control foul. 38 seconds for the half. Payne is still in the backcourt. Now they come across the timeline with Loft. Jonah on the left wing. Up top it goes to Jack Armstrong. Into the hands of Jared Byers. Byers bounced it once, picked it up. On the baseline it goes. Armstrong lost the handle. Sobel first to the floor. Jump ball arrow to Nokomis. Or do we get a timeout first? Well, that Steve Kimbrough did get the timeout as Sobel had possession. 19 seconds for the first half. Nokomis leads Pena 21-14. We'll come back with the final 19 seconds of the first half following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Nokomis. Tom Williams back in our WSMI studios producing this non-conference boys basketball action between Nokomis and Pena. The Skins leading 21-14. They had the basketball. Clock running 15 seconds for the first half. Pena showing the pressure to slow Nokomis up the floor. Then a little hand check on Armstrong. Just the fourth team foul. First personal on Armstrong. Sideline out of bounds for Nokomis. Another foul to give for Pena if they want to take it. across the floor to Tassetti. 5 seconds for the half. Here's Wright. Got to get a shot up. He checks the clock. He'll let it fly, and he left it short. After two quarters here at Nokomis, it is the Skins 21, the Paint of Panthers 14. We're back to Nokomis High School in 30 seconds. Nokomis led 13-5 after one. Paina knocked 1 point off that lead as it is a 7-point ball game as we head to the half, and 11 turnovers for Nokomis in the first half. That will certainly be addressed in their locker room at halftime. For Paina, they turned it over 7 times, and no coach likes turnovers, but when you're in this gymnasium against this team with that type of pressure, 7 turnovers, down by 7 at the half. In a lot of ways, Paina probably likes where they're at here at the half. After two quarters, it is Nokomis 21, Paina 14. We'll come back with your halftime numbers following these messages on WSMI. We'll have girls high school basketball on the radio Saturday, the Route 16 rivalry with Litchfield at Hillsboro, live around 7:30 here on FM 106. And it'll be a special night at Hillsboro for two reasons. One, Terry Tote will be presented with the check from the fundraising effort from the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer that we had last week. And then Hope Schulte will be going into the Hillsboro Hall of Fame. So come on out for the pregame ceremony for Hope, and recognize Terry Tote as well for his decades of service to Mid-Illinois. And we had a lot of fun last Saturday at the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. Thanks to all the fine folks at Carthenville for an outstanding job hosting the event. Thanks to all the generosity of the folks from around the area who came out in support of Terry last week. Nokomis gets the basketball up 7 to start the third quarter. Wright, Bruder, Sobel, Stewart, and Tassetti on the floor for Nokomis and the home whites. For Paina and the road orange uniforms, they've got Byers, Armstrong, Blackwell, Loft, and Holthouse. Down low it goes to Bruder off the right window. It's good. And here comes the full court pressure. They have Byers trapped. Gets it off to Armstrong. Almost had it jarred loose from behind by Tassetti. Strong hands, though, from Armstrong. Here's Blackwell for three. Missed it. Weak side rebound, though, to Paina and Holthouse, and he's bumped out of bounds. First foul of the half on Nokomis. Is it Sobel? Yep. Carter second. Baseline out of bounds for Paina. As Loft. Bounce pass tipped, stolen. Just not enough steam on that pass to get through. Active hands from Nokomis. Here comes Wright into the front court. Trevor Wright leaves it for Tassetti on the left wing. High above his head and surveys. Top of the key to Sobel. Carter puts it on the floor. A couple bounces to his left. Now back right to Wright. He spins right. And then that pass through the legs of Stewart. Tiptoes the sideline and keeps it in play. Nokomis maintains. Tassetti will reset out near midcourt. 6:45 for the third quarter. On the left wing, near the sideline right. Tries to bounce pass it to Sobel, and Carter was held. That was a long bounce pass, and Nokomis fortunate there. If it's Loft, it's his third, and it is Loft. Nokomis stacks everyone left side of the lane as Wright gets it in near corner to Carter Sobel. He will leave it off for Mason Stewart out near that volleyball spike line. He turns the corner, now kicks right, 18-footer, left it short, and the rebound down to Paina and Brevin Blackwell. Here comes Loft in the corner. Byers, quick trigger three, rattled it home. It's a long deuce for Jared Byers. He has 4, and it's 23-16, the lead back to 7 for Nokomis. Paina continues to hang around. Stewart way on the right wing. He will jab step baseline. Now he's cut off. Brings it back top of the key to Wright. Left wing now to Tassetti. Paina really packing the paint on Sobel. They lost track, though, of Stewart. A long diagonal pass from Tassetti, and Stewart lays it up and in. Sobel has 11 points, but only 2 since the first quarter. Now Sobel comes up with a near steal as he knocked it away from Byers and then went diving towards the baseline but couldn't maintain possession. Nokomis now will fall back. At least Sobel will get off the point of the ball press. Looks like Tassetti will take over on the point. as Nokomis will come with the trap if Pena goes to the corner. They keep it, though, in the middle of the floor, across the timeline with Byers. No one picks it up. Dribbles into a three ball and knocks it down. Jared Byers hits the triple, this time not a foot on the line. And it's 25-19, the lead down to six. As close as Pena has been in a long, long time. Here's Trevor Wright on the right wing. Leaves for Tassetti. Alex for the answer. Got it. Big shot to Tassetti to stem the tide. Five for Alex and back to a nine-point advantage. Here comes Byers racing into the front court. Heart of the lane. Now a dangerous pass. Found its way to Armstrong. Kicks to Loft for three. Got it. Jonah Loft buries the triple. And Nokomis finding their range. Check that. Pena finding their range. The lead back to six, 28-22. Pena two threes in the quarter. Could have been three triples, but Byers just had a foot on the line on one of them. Sobel had it jarred loose from behind, tipped and stolen. Here comes Armstrong the other way. Layup missed it. No one back for Nokomis. Loft lays it up and in. 10 for Jonah Loft, and the lead is down to four. 4.5 minutes for the third quarter. Pena with the momentum right now. They hung around in the first half thanks to the 11 turnovers. Packing that paint. Making things tough on Nokomis. Tassetti, yes. Foul line jump shot. Big shot for Alex Tassetti. He has 7. Pena handling the pressure here in the third quarter. Off to Byers between the circles. Jared Byers leaves it now for Armstrong on the left wing. He had it poked away by Wright, but gets it right back into the hands of Byers. Jared will hand to Armstrong. Puts it between his legs. Now top of the key to Holthaus in the corner. Now right back it goes to Armstrong. Top of the key to Blackwell. Back in the left corner it goes to Byers. Finds Blackwell left elbow. 3.5 minutes for the third quarter. Byers way out in the left wing. Here's Loft on the left wing. Bounced it once. In the corner it goes to Holthaus. He will put it on the floor. Attack. Lost the handle. Almost traveled with it. Somehow got it off to Blackwell. Pena maintains. Byers in the corner to Armstrong. He is double teamed and throws it off of Stewart. Mason might have caught an inadvertent finger on the eyeball. Andrew Ambrose will check in. A 6'3 sophomore replacing Loft. And Wesley Kyle going to come in as well. He will replace Jack Armstrong. Sideline trigger in the front court. Here's Byers on the right wing. Off to Ambrose. Back to Byers. Thought about the deep three instead of ball fake. Leaves it now for Ambrose. Left wing to Holthaus. He directs traffic. Swinging those elbows. And now a hand check on Trevor Wright. It'll be his second. Nokomis' second of the half. Holthaus was very strong with the basketball there. Sideline trigger right in front of the Pena bench for the Panthers. Down by 6. They've had it to as close as 4 after trailing by 11 in the first half. On the curl, Blackwell had it jarred loose, turned over. Here comes Nokomis on the fly with Wright. His pass out is tipped by Ambrose, throws it between the legs of Sobel and gets it off to a Pena teammate. 13th Nokomis turnover. Holthaus bounce pass to Ambrose. Off to Blackwell. Byers now between the circles. 2.5 minutes for the third quarter. A 6-point lead for Nokomis. Pena has the basketball. Byers turns the corner to left side. Finds Kyle left baseline. He is pushed out of bounds and it'll belong to Pena. I shouldn't say pushed. There was contact and Kyle went flying. Armstrong right back in, Blackwell out, and Loft will quickly return, replacing Holthaus. You got to be strong on your feet when you're playing Nokomis. Going to be a lot of body contact. Loft in the corner. Nice ball fake for Byers. Pulls up long two, missed it, and a nice rebound for Tassetti, and then he is fouled by Loft. That's going to be Jonas fourth. He just checked back in and quickly picks up number 4 with 2:09 to play in the third quarter. Tassetti will take his time into the front court. Alex across the timeline. Pena consistently committing two defenders to Carter Sobel, the big 6'8 junior. After a 9-point first quarter, he's been held to just 2 points since. Wright almost had it poked loose, gets it off to Bruder, top of the key. 100 seconds for quarter number three. Here's Stewart on the left wing. He will bring it back up top to Tassetti. Alex Tassetti crossing over. He's hit a couple of big shots here in this quarter. Across the floor to Bruder. Attacks off the window. It's good. Nice strong take for Isaiah Bruder. He has 6 and the lead back to 8. Minute 15 for the third quarter. Here's Byers. Thought about the three. Instead, he's quickly trapped. Leaves it for Armstrong. Back to Byers. Jared Byers returns it to Armstrong. Jack Armstrong, right side of the key. Byers. And Adam Metzger wants a timeout. 59.3 seconds for the third quarter. Nokomis leads Payne 32-24. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Couple of scores from around the area. Gillespie leading Lincolnwood 24-16 at the half. And North Mac beat Edinburgh 65-18. So that wound up a running clock. Here's Byers with his Paint the Panthers trailing 32-24, final 45 seconds of the third quarter. Left wing with Armstrong. Blackwell flashes high instead across the floor. Kyle for three, missed it badly. Rebound is tapped around off two separate Nokomis hands out of bounds, and it will belong to Pena. Bruder had a chance. Sobel had a chance. And instead, it'll be Pena basketball with 36.3 seconds for the third quarter. Armstrong, right side of the key out near that volleyball spike line. Looks like Pena will hold for the final shot. Down by 8. They had it to as close as 4 two different times here in the third quarter. After trailing by as many as 11 in the first half. Oh, Tassetti almost came up and caught Byers by surprise as he was checking Adam Metzger on the bench. Tassetti, a quick first step, almost got the ball loose. 5 seconds for the quarter. Payne a little disjointed. Blocked is Byers. Here comes Wright. Checks the clock. Lets it fly. It's good! Trevor Wright buries the triple at the buzzer after Bruder blocked Pena's three-point attempt. Oh, there was a good contest by Pena. Wright hung in the air and drilled it. After three, it is Nokomis 35, Pena 24. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. What a sequence. Pena holding for the final shot. Their three-point attempt blocked. Trevor Wright picks it up, goes the other way, hits a hanging three at the buzzer, and all of a sudden it's an 11-point game after Pena had it down to 4. All that work erased at the end of that third quarter. Now they turn it over to start the fourth as Armstrong tried the wraparound pass on Sobel, and Carter stole it easily. That was a beautiful play by Trevor Wright. The defender came flying in, forced Wright to alter that shot, and he still nailed it. Talk about a momentum swinger. Here's Sobel on the cross-court feed now in the left wing. Carter wants to put it on the floor. Attack all the way to the rim. Lays it up and in. Strong take for Carter Sobel. His first bucket and points of the second half. He has a Baker's dozen. And Nokomis a little pep in their step now after that sequence at the end of the quarter. Their biggest lead of the night at 13. That's crushing if you're Pena. You did so many things well in that third quarter to get back in the ball game, and then a play like that could just break you. A foul on Nokomis will be their third of the half. They will get Bruder on the personal. Paint a Panther at each corner of the lane as Armstrong will get it in right corner to Holthouse. Off to Byers. Across the floor it goes to Jonah Loff. Back to Byers into the hands of Armstrong. Off to Byers on the right wing. Across the floor to Loft. Left wing now to Holthouse. 6:40 for the ball game. Holthouse will attack. Cut off. Kicks it out to Blackwell. He will leave for Byers in the corner for a three. Needed it. Left it short. And the rebound down to Sobel. He will put it into the hands of Trevor Wright. Tassetti now. On the right block to Sobel. He catches it deep. Lays it up and in. That's way too easy. If he catches it there, it's game, set, and match. 39-24. Nokomis is now in control. It happened quickly. Loft for three. Got it. Boy, did Painter need that. 13 for Jonah Loft as he was pure on the triple off the right side of the key. Now Painter needs to string together stops. They trail by a dozen. 6 minutes for the ball game. Tassetti tried the low dribble out front, lost the handle. Now he goes back door to Wright, lays it up and in. Trevor Wright, recognizing Painter on the overplay, went back door. He has 11. 41-27, Nokomis. Down low to Blackwell. He was behind his defender, but Nokomis recovered quickly. Now Armstrong for three, rattled out. Rebound, fought for by two Painter players and picked up by Mason Stewart. Here comes Mason into the front court. He crosses over, keeps the dribble alive on the right wing. He will hand it off to Tassetti. Right back to Stewart. 5:20 ball game. 41-27 Nokomis. Here's Sobel, top of the key, thinking about the three. Now he'll give it on the right wing to Stewart. And a reach-in foul on Armstrong. That'll be Jack's second, team's third of the half. Substitution for Pena, Andrew Ambrose, a 6'3 sophomore in. And checking out is Ben Holthouse. Substitution now for Nokomis. Drew Johnson, 6'2 senior, will check in. And Carter Sobel will get a much-deserved breather. Right corner to Tassetti. Down in the block to Brewer. Power bounce off the window. It's good. 8 for Isaiah Bruder. 6 of them here in the second half. Painter giving up more paint touches here in the fourth quarter than they did the previous three. Whistling foul on Nokomis. It'll go on Stewart. Sobel's going to check right back in. He got his instructions from Steve Kimbrough. And Bruder will head out. In the front court, Ambrose gets it in to Byers. Jared Byers. Off to Jack Armstrong. Back to Byers, left corner. Bounced it once. He's trapped, but able to get it away to Armstrong. He picked up his dribble after one bounce. Now Ambrose has it on the right wing. Loft across the floor to Byers. Jared Byers brings it top of the key. Bounce pass left wing to Armstrong. He will attack the baseline, gets the baseline, all the way underneath, kicks the Loft for three, and he got it. Two triples in the quarter for Jonah Loft. He has 16 points. That leads all scorers in the ballgame. It's 43-30 Nokomis. So we approach the midway point of the money quarter. Here's Tassetti, dribble drive, kicks to Stewart. He will attack, underhand shovel to Johnson off his hands, turned over, 14th turnover. Here comes Pena on the attack. It's good for Blackwell, up and over Carter Sobel. 5 for Blackwell, and the lead back to 11. Inside of 4 minutes for the ball game. 43-32, Nokomis leads with possession. And Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. 3:51 to play. Nokomis 43, Pena 32. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI FM 106. Some scores from around the area. Metro East Lutheran leading Southwestern 27-10 at the half. Carrollton leading Bunker Hill 58-44 after three quarters. Here in Nokomis, Skins have a 43-32 lead with 3 minutes and 51 seconds to play. This game turned at the end of the third quarter when Nokomis blocked Pena's attempt at a three at the end of the quarter. It was picked up by Trevor Wright, and he drilled a three-pointer as time expired from a couple feet from behind the line, and there was a good contest from Pena on the play. Since then, Nokomis has been in control. Pena not going away, though. They have hit a couple of threes here in the fourth quarter. They have the lead down to 11. Nokomis has the basketball. They'll work some clock now. Sobel has it out near midcourt. 3.5 for the ball game. Into the hands of Tassetti. He will bounce it to the left side. Off to Mason Stewart. Stewart with the right-hand dribble brings it back between the circles. And Bruder is, check that, right, is bumped by Ambrose. Be a foul on Ambrose. Wright might have sold that a little bit, but it worked. Fourth team foul on Pena. 3:21 for the ball game. Midcourt sideline trigger. And it goes to Tassetti. In the backcourt, finds Sobel. High post. leaves for Stewart. Oh, we tried a no-look wraparound pass, ill-advised, turned over. 15th of the night for Nokomis. Here comes Pena. Blackwell for three, big, and he got it. Brevin Blackwell buries the triple. Pena's third three ball of the quarter, and the lead is down to eight. Pena had it as close as four, two separate times in that third quarter before Nokomis wound up leading by 11 at the end of the quarter. 2:45 for the ball game. Pena needs a stop. Here's Wright, top of the key. Bounce pass down to Stewart, and he left it short. It rattled out. Rebound, though, back tapped, and Stewart picks it up. Pena had to have that rebound, and they couldn't corral it. 2.5 for the ball game. Stewart having trouble, and he's going to be called for the double dribble. 16th Nokomis turnover. Wesley Kyle quickly to the table for Pena. He will check in, replacing Ambrose. 43-35 Nokomis. It looked like they were set to pull away from Pena here early in the fourth quarter. Panthers, though, have battled back. A bucket here would be huge. Off to Byers, into the hands of Armstrong. Handling out front, he will leave for Loft, and he shuffled his feet. 11th turnover on Pena, and that's a big one. An unforced one. We'll give it back to Nokomis. And Ben Holthouse will check back in, replacing Loft. 2:13 for the ball game. Pena showing the full court pressure. In the backcourt with Stewart. Long pass. I don't know where he was throwing it, but it went right to Blackwell for Pena. And Adam Metzger wants a timeout. That will not make Steve Kimbrough happy. 2:06 for the ball game. Nokomis 43. Pena 35. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Some scores from around the area. Gillespie leading Lincolnwood after 3, 36-25. And Auburn is leading Athens after three quarters, 48-42. 43-35 our score here with Nokomis leading Pena, 2:06 for the ball game. Comas led 35-24 after three. I think they had it up to as much as 14 early in the fourth quarter. Pena, though, has battled back. They've hit three triples here in the last couple of moments. They have it down to eight with the basketball. Comas, a sloppy turnover right before that last timeout. Across the floor to Jonah Loft. Byers off to Armstrong. High post to Blackwell. He would turn, face. Armstrong, 4-3, huge, but he missed it. And the rebound back-tapped by Sobel. Now picked up by Carter at midcourt. And he will hold up and hand it off to Evan Herbstreit. Slipped out of his hands, turned it over. Layup, no. But Byers has free throws coming as Herbstreit slaps the mat at the end of the floor. That just slipped right out of Evan's hands. And that is a helpless feeling right there. That's where you want the string of the basketball just to bring it back and try it again. 18 Nokomis turnovers. The foul on Herbstreit, his first. Clock stops, 93 seconds to play. Byers' toss is no good, rattled out. Costly miss from the foul line there. Ambrose and Holthouse return. Loft and Blackwell out. Pena's had a couple of turnovers here, and now a missed free throw down the stretch. Byers has seven on the night. And he missed them both. Rebound down to Bruder. Big misses at the foul line for Pena. Wright trapped in the backcourt. Gets it off to Sobel. Carter will take it across midcourt himself. And hand off to Tassetti. 80 seconds for the game and Pena has to foul. They will give it on Wright. Ambrose will be whistled for the personal. Just the fifth team foul. Not over the limit yet. Exactly 80 seconds to play. An 8-point lead for Nokomis. Right sideline trigger in midcourt. Gets it into Carter Sobel. Little ball fake. Carter into the front court. Will hand to Bruder. And he's fouled. Check that. Handed it off to Wright. And the next foul will put Nokomis to the free throw line. That was the sixth team foul. Wright will throw it in opposite of the Nokomis bench. Gets it in the backcourt to Carter Sobel. You don't want to foul him. Off it goes to Trevor Wright. Back to Sobel now. Carter 4-4 at the foul line tonight. In the corner it goes to Bruder. They will foul Isaiah. with 62 seconds to play. It'll be a one and bonus for Isaiah Bruder. He has not been to the free throw line tonight. He has 8 points, six here in the second half. Roth and Black will return for Pena. Holthaus and Ambrose out. Also checking in, let's see, Colin Schmitz will check in. Maybe. He will not check in right now. He didn't get there in time, or did he not check in? I think he just ran in, didn't go to the table. So now he's in, and Wesley Kyle is out. The young freshman was very excited to get into the varsity action. He just, I'm going in. Front end, made it. Big free throw for Bruder. He has 9. The lead is 9 with 62 seconds to play. Second free throw for Isaiah Bruder. After he hit the front end of the bonus. And that one rattled out, no good. Rebound down to Tosetti and Nokomis. So mistakes for Pena down the stretch. Now the foul given by Schmitz on right. Pena missed 2 free throws on one end and then can't get the rebound off a missed free throw on the other end. 56.4 seconds for the ball game. Foul on Ambrose. Check that. They will get Schmitz with the personal, his first. Right, free throw, good. Had to make the first to get the second. Trevor now with a dozen. A 10-point lead for Nokomis. 56.4 seconds to play. Second toss, good. 13 for Trevor Wright and a timeout on the floor. 56.4 seconds to play. Nokomis leads Pena 46-35. We'll come back with the finish following these messages on WSMI. 46-35. Nokomis leading. 50 seconds for the ball game. Pena has the basketball. Nokomis three-quarters court pressure just slowing Pena's progression up the floor. Time is money right now if you're Pena. Going to take a miracle finish. Loft for 3. Got to have it. Airballed it. Rebound down to Blackwell. He will go up. Blocked by Bruder. Pulled down by Wright. And Trevor outlets to Bruder. Isaiah, the run out. And the finger roll is good. 11 for Bruder. Clock running. 25 seconds for the ball game. A 13-point lead for Nokomis. The turnovers kept Pena in it tonight. But Nokomis is going to improve to 6-4 on the year. Schmitz will get it off to Armstrong. 10 seconds. Armstrong attacks, stripped, stolen. Picked up by Sobel. Carter on the run out, and he will pull it back with 3. And Nokomis is going to defeat Pena tonight 48-35. We'll come back with your totals following these messages. Welcome back to Nokomis High School. As the crowd begins to file out, Nokomis beats Pena 48-35 tonight. As Pena led, check that, Nokomis led 13-5 after one, 21-14 at the half. Pena made a couple of runs in the third quarter, got it under 4 points 2 separate times. At the end of the third quarter wound up being the decisive sequence. Pena had the ball down 8, trying to hold for the final shot. They took a 3 with about 5 seconds left. It was blocked by Bruder, picked up by Wright on the far sideline. He raced down the floor, hung in the air as a painted defender flew by and drilled a 3 at the third quarter buzzer, which made it 35-24. And then Nokomis won the fourth quarter 13-11 to win it 48-35. Carter Saba led all Nokomis scorers with 15. Trevor Wright had 13. Isaiah Bruder with 11. Alex Tosetti had 7. Mason Stewart had 2. Unofficially, I had Nokomis for 18 turnovers tonight. They were 7 of 8 from the free throw line and hit 3 triples. For the Pena Panthers, they were led by Jonah Loft. He leads all scorers in the ball game with 16. Only Pena player to reach double figures, though. 8 for Brevin Blackwell, 7 for Jared Byers, 2 for Jack Armstrong, 2 for Wesley Kyle. Pena 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 7 triples in the ball game. They did miss a couple of big free throws down the stretch as they were trying to make the comeback. I had Pena down for 12 turnovers here this evening. With the loss, Pena falls to 2-4. They will play in Carthenville on Friday night. With the win, Nokomis improves to 6-4 on the year. They will be in action on Friday right here hosting Mount Olive. We'll have Nokomis back on the radio a week from tonight when they will be on the road at Litchfield. Some other scores from around the area tonight with about 6 minutes to play. Staunton leading down in Waterloo, 41-37. Coming up on Saturday, girls high school basketball with Litchfield at Hillsboro. We'll have it live at 7:30. It'll be a special night at Hillsboro. We will present Terry Toe with his check from the money raised for him at the T-Toe Shootout versus Cancer on Saturday. And also Hope Schulte will be going into the Hillsboro Hall of Fame on Saturday night. So come on out to Hillsboro High School Saturday night for the Route 16 rivalry with Litchfield and Hillsboro. Of course, we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. We want to thank all of our wonderful basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please get out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast this evening. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to the fine folks at Nokomis, Athletic Director Kevin McDonald and his staff. They treat us great every time we come into town, so we thank them for their hospitality. Nokomis wins it tonight over Pena, 48-35. Tom Williams produced a nice action here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthageville, and Greenville. Thank you for those of you that listened online tonight at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. The final one more time from Nokomis. The Skins beat Pena 48-35. I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Nokomis.